This episode is brought to you by the European Coworking Assembly. We are everything coworking Europe. If you head to the Coworking Assembly website, you can connect with our World Coworking, European Freelancers Week, Coworking Symposium, Coworking Library, and Coworking Tools.
Hi, this is Janine van der Linden, the longest running and therefore most stubborn director of the European Coworking Assembly. Jose Morales, leader of our rural co-working project, all of the members of the European Co-working Assembly, and I would like to share with you these messages from the worldwide co-working movement.
Hi all. This is Joe representing the ECA, the Co-working Library Project, and the German Co-working Federation. It is hard to find the right words in a devastating situation. There's a war happening in Europe, and the outcomes for all of us are unclear at this moment. We want to express our full solidarity with the Ukrainian people, especially the co-working movement and the Ukrainian Co-working Association. Folks that we may not know in person, but we are connected through shared values of believing in the power of community and collaboration. It is now important to stand together and let our voices be heard, but more importantly, listen to the voices from Ukraine. We stand with you and will be here in the long run.
Hello guys, this is Piotr Boulanger from MultiCowork, co-working spaces in Poland. We are all united with co-workers around the world. We are terrified with what's going on behind our eastern border in Ukraine. We want to support everybody for whom the values of unity, co-working, creativity and serendipity is in their heart. We want to help everybody that reaches out to us. We will help you. We will not leave you alone. We are here for you. Thank you guys. Take care. Slavi Ukraini.
This is Hector Klonas, and this is a short message to our friends. To our friends who just last week were planning ways to make the impact of co-working even greater for their communities and neighborhoods, we heard you, we saw you, and we were inspired. To our friends who this week are planning for safe passages, defenses, and critical support for those same communities and neighborhoods, we hear you. We see you. We are speechless, but not silent. And to our friends who in time will be planning how to rebuild, reconnect, and once again support the communities and neighborhoods you hold so dear, we, the global co-working movement, will be there to hear, see, and support you in rebuilding your communities.
Hello, I'm Lea from Slovenia. I represent Aurora Co-working from Murska Sobota. I'm deeply saddened and shocked by the situation in Ukraine and the disruption of peace and freedom we took for granted. My message to the people of Ukraine is that we feel your suffering. The world is seeing what is happening and we are mourning with you. We admire your bravery, support you and stand with you in this. Do not lose hope because aggression and hatred cannot prevail. We are all in this together.
Hi, this is Janine van der Linden. I have recorded this recording 5 times, 7 times, and each time the words fail, and then I stop, and I start again, and I stop, and I start again. And then I realized, ladies and gentlemen, it's because words fail in a situation like this. The arc of history may bend toward justice, but the arc of history is being forged in the fire of your passion and on the anvil of your convictions. And all over Europe, people are saying, they say to me, they say to each other, I feel so helpless, what can I do? So, what I say to you is we are with you together. And what I say to the people in the co-working movement in Europe is, we are with you together. We are with them, we are with each other, we are with us. We have to do what is before us, each of us, and what is before us is different, each of us. But the movement remains the same. Love and truth always win. Sometimes when evil and dark things happen, it seems invincible. It's too big, we're too small. But all of us doing one small thing together we can go forward, and only together. I am often heard to say, know who you are and know who you're for. And that's usually in a business context, but in this case, we know who we are. We know who we're for. We are for each other. We must stay together in this. We must, as I started this recording with, we must do and stop and do again and do again and stop and do again until we can all be together again. And until that time, know this, we are here, we are with you, we are together.
Hello, my name is Patricia, and I am representing ACN Cooperative and Women to Women Co-creation in Slovenia. I, like many people around the world, stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine, especially with the most underprivileged. It really breaks my heart to see people suffering. Nothing of this makes sense. No one wants this war. We all have the right to live in a safe and healthy environment. We all deserve to live in peace and with dignity. War and violence can never be the solution, as they always result in humanitarian tragedies and the violation of human rights. I encourage you to pray for Ukraine, to lift our voices and use our platforms to reject war and demand peace. I pray for you all, people of Ukraine.
Hola from Spain. I am Manuel Cea, founder of the Co-working Spain Network. And I just want to send a message of support to all the co-working community in Ukraine and just send you a big hug to all of you. And seeing of this, I know, hopeful thing is happening to you, and hope this thing finish as soon as possible, and just want to send you a message of peace, and a message of not to the war, and just hope this finish soon, and we can see each other soon. In a peace world. So take care, please take a lot of care over there, and please stay safe and hope this thing finishes as soon as possible. Bye.
Hello, my name is Jose, and I'm talking to you from Slovenia. I represent Aurora Coworking and the European Rural Coworking Project. The situation in Ukraine is deeply touching my heart. Although I can't imagine what you are going through, I feel the pain in my own way. I share with you the wish for peace. I feel empowered and inspired to take action. I pray for the free people of the world to wake up. This is our call to change what doesn't work anymore. I refuse to be only a witness. I stand with the free people of Ukraine.
Hi folks, Bernie here. I am so lost for words about the invasion of the Ukraine. I am not really going to be saying anything more than what my friends have said in this podcast. What I would like to really draw your attention to is that this is a moment for the co-working community, whether we're big shiny glass places or little neighborhood places, to pull together and connect with that original open source collaborative movement that is deep within the co-working industry's DNA, if you like. There are a lot of the talk and conversations that have been most interesting over the and meaningful over the pandemic have been about how a co-working space can contribute towards the community building and the economic development and everything. And I would urge everyone who has even thought about doing something to put their positive energy towards our friends in the Ukraine, the people we know already and the people we have yet to meet, to put the energy that comes with a local connected community and co-working space, whether it's a commercial or a neighborhood social enterprise type thing, and help people who are affected by the invasion build back something else. There's so many resources around the Ukraine and so many long-standing and new people within the co-working community that can help contribute that. So it's not a cheesy like on Facebook, you know, that's a good way of showing support immediately, but showing up after the event and sticking with what is going to be needed, sticking with the people that are going to need our help after the media has moved on and everything like that. So connect now and join in. Everything in the European Co-working Assembly is an invitation, and if you don't feel you have an invitation, just get in touch with me or other people on this podcast, and we'd love to help you, and we'd love your help to help other people. Thanks very much.